GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.
Okay, if you were watching us on offtheball.com, you're no longer, because we have had to switch studios because we just wanted to make sure that we got both Ollie and Jamesy up on the line. We're going to speak to Jamesy very shortly ahead of an absolutely, potentially epic weekend in the Leinster and Munster Hurling Championships. Offaly, Wexford, Galway, Kilkenny, Tip, Cork, Clare, Waterford. Where to begin? Ollie Canning is on the line. Good evening, sir.
How are you doing, guys?
Heading into this third weekend of this new structure, Ollie, personally, I absolutely love it. There are so many games, so many talking points, so much to enjoy every weekend. How have you found it so far?
Yeah, it's been good, to be fair. I think it's a new format. Sometimes there's a bit of fear, I think, when they bring in new formats like this, and I think people have to kind of wait and see how it turns out. I think it's going to be a lot of pressure on the teams and on the management going from week to week, from Galway's point of view. I suppose they started the first week, they were off last week and out of three hard games in a row, and Wexford, I think, were off the first week, and then they've got four tough games, I think, in a row. So I think it's going to be a big ask on the panels that the managers have to pick from, and I think it'll have a bearing come maybe the last round or two in this series, where teams really need to get maybe down to the last day, will need to get a result maybe to make a Leinster final or a Munster final. So very interesting, a lot of games coming, so the papers probably need a couple more pages in them this weather to fit everything in.
It's almost a supplement every weekend. Yeah. Jamesy O'Connor does join us now. Evening, Jamesy, how are you getting on?
Good day, yourself.
Yeah, very well, thanks a million. Listen, we might as well start in chronological order. Four games across Munster and Leinster. O'Connor Park Saturday night, Offaly against Wexford. James, I know you probably only saw the highlights like the rest of us last weekend, but what did you make of Wexford in that game against Dublin, and how much will that game have brought them on?
I think it was always going to be a dangerous game, Dave. I think the fact that Dublin, you know, came so close to beating Kilkenny, I think it was two aspects that. Number one, Wexford were very much forewarned and, you know, bracing themselves, you know, as against a situation where they might have been maybe underestimating Dublin, given where Dublin had been for the last couple of years. And secondly, I think there was definitely a fatigue factor, because emotionally, you know, having come so close to taking Kilkenny down, and then I suppose you're going in minus Keeney as well, who was massively important for them. You know, Dublin were always going to struggle and find it hard to go to Wexford Park. By all accounts, you know, Wexford were made hard work of it. I know Dublin, obviously, you know, led by a point at the death and appeared to have a couple of chances, you know, that they where they didn't use the ball that effectively. And, you know, I suppose Wexford fell over the line in a sense, but Davey in his interview afterwards, I mean, seemed to think that, look, they made it far. They made very, very heavy and hard work of it, and it should have been a lot more comfortable than it was. And I think, again, Wexford will you know, will kick on from there. I think it's fortuitous for them as well. The games have come, the sequence that they have, where, you know, Dublin coming off the tough Kilkenny game, you know, Offaly now are heading into a third week in a row, and, you know, if Wexford are heading into, you know, Tullamore, up to Tullamore, maybe 6 days after coming off the Kilkenny Galway matches, or maybe after a couple of hard matches, then it might be different. But it's hard to see them slipping up at the weekend, is that I think they'll improve from having the championship match under their belts. And while I was in Tullamore for the Galway game, and Offaly, you know, to be fair to them, you know, once Shane Dooley got that goal and brought them right back into the match after Joe's missed penalty, they made a game. But at the end of the day, that there was still a gulf in class between the two teams. And, you know, I don't see Wexford slipping up on Saturday night.
Yeah, it's likely they'll be two for two, although Offaly have been really competitive in both of those games. Have you seen enough from them, Ollie, to suggest that if they don't get something out of this game at the weekend, that when it does come to the match with Dublin, that they have enough to beat Dublin, or at least trouble Dublin and avoid dropping into that Joe McDonagh Cup?
Yeah, I think the first day out against Galway, I think we saw some glimpses of an improvement in the Offaly team. I think Kevin Martin has definitely brought a bit of spirit back into the panel. They seem at times in the first half, definitely they matched Galway in Tullamore that day. It looked like a typical first round game. There was some, you know, you'd have to say the standard maybe wasn't reaching what we've seen last year in the championship, but that's always, I think, teams have to kind of, you know, feel their way into the championship, and I think teams will improve as they go along. So definitely Offaly, they didn't really go with you know, any major sweeper system against Offaly, against Galway the first day out, but unfortunately Galway had just too much class inside, and they knocked in five goals on the evening in Tullamore. So improvements from Offaly for sure, themselves and Dublin that will be a big game for them, and you will be looking at probably one of them teams maybe to go down. Dublin, on the other hand, have been unlucky, lost by 2 points against Kilkenny, and didn't lost by 2 against Wexford, so did an awful lot of hurling on them nights, and you'd wonder how much that's taken out of Dublin now going forward.
Yeah, well, at least they get to put their feet up for the weekend and get themselves primed for that. Probably almost certainly will be a relegation decider against Offaly, unless Dublin cause a real shock against Galway and Salt Hill. This Kilkenny-Galway game on Sunday, lads, it's a fascinating one and incredible that 9 years after joining the Leinster Championship, Galway eventually and finally get to host a game in the Leinster Championship. There's a feeling, Jamesy, that both Dublin and Offaly have shown Kilkenny to be vulnerable and that Dublin should have beaten them. Offaly were just 3 behind them with 64 minutes on the clock. 4 goals conceded in 2 games. Are there issues with Kilkenny, Jamesy, from what you've seen in those 2 matches that you think Galway might highlight on Sunday?
Yeah, at the moment, Dave, there's, you know, I think Galway are ahead of Kilkenny. And, you know, especially, you know, that first championship match, you know, in Salt Hill, you know, I don't see Galway slipping up on Sunday. But the nightmare scenario potentially looms, you know, Dave, where they beat them on the, you know, whatever, the 27th of May. They faced them, I would say, probably again in the Leinster final on the 1st of July, and possibly, you know, having to play them the third time in the Ireland final on the 19th of August. Now, maybe Micheál Donoghue would take that now.
Well, you're saying that's a nightmare scenario for Galway.
Well, I think, yeah, I mean, it's hard to beat a team once in the Championship, Dave, not to mind twice. And 3 times, you know, you'll feel maybe, you know, trying to beat any team 3 times in the one Championship season, you know, you may get done once, you know. So I just don't see Galway slipping up at the weekend. I mean, certainly against Dublin. I mean, you know, cracks were exposed in the Kilkenny defence. I'm a big fan of Padraig Wodgers. I think he's a fantastic hurler, but I'm not sure about him full back. And certainly Liam Rush, you know, exposed. I think maybe his size or his lack of experience in the position. Now, Kilkenny don't appear to have an alternative, but, I mean, Galway have plenty of weapons and plenty of different ways they can go after you in the full back line. You know, Johnny Glynn can appear on the edge of the square. He'll present a different threat to Joe Kenning, and Conor Cooney will present a different threat, assuming he starts there. So I just think, you know, Galway were impressive for me. I mean, I know there was maybe a certain element of rust in Tullamore, but, you know, they gradually, you know, found their rhythm, and there's massive firepower and class in that in that attacking unit. And as I said, in Salt Hill, at home, you know, they didn't get the opportunity to beat Kilkenny last year, and Kilkenny have inflicted more pain on that Galway side than anybody else. And I think the balance of power has swung, and I think Galway would be keen to drive that home on Sunday. And I just don't see Galway being beaten. The worry I'd have is that every time you play them, Cody learns a little bit more about you. You know, he figures you out. And as I said, that would be the nightmare scenario for Galway, where, you know, they not only have to beat Kilkenny twice, but potentially 3 times in the championship. But that's a story for another day. I just don't see them slipping up this weekend.
Which is what they had to do in 2012, Ollie, and did beat them in the Leinster final, but just couldn't quite get the job done after a replay and in the All-Ireland final. It's 1 win in 12 games for Galway in Championship hurling against Kilkenny. And it's a Galway team that have shown no form in 2018, lost the 2 big games they had to play in the league. We are a little in the dark, I guess, as to how sharp they are. So maybe your best place to shine a bit of light on them for us.
I'm not really, Dave. I have nothing to say on it. I know, I'm only joking. Look, I said it before, and I was talking to a few guys during the week there. I think Sunday is going to be a good yardstick to base Galway's form on. They really haven't shown anything in the league that would suggest that, you know, that they are going to go back and win in All-Ireland this year. But for me, it's all about timing this year, and it's a different format, it's a different championship. The All-Ireland final is on a bit earlier this year. You're going to have Leinster finals on in I think July 1st and Munster as well, and then you have a 4-week break to a semi-final where other teams are maybe building up ahead of steam. So there's lots of elements to this year's championship that the management teams will need to negotiate. I agree with Jamesy. I think the Kilkenny team, they're missing some of their experienced players through injury. You have the likes of Colin Finlay, Conor Fogarty. I think Walter Walsh picked up an injury there lately. James Maher, they have a number of injuries. So
Richie Hogan as well.
Richie Hogan, exactly, is still on the sideline. And I think Brian Cody said he can't be rushed back. But I just think, you know, there's maybe plans going on in the background here. If Kilkenny go down to Galway the next day, and, you know, come up against a Galway team that's maybe a bit ahead of them at this point in time. I don't think that they'll be overly disappointed. It's a different championship. You know, you still have to play the other games, and you still have the chance of making a Leinster final. So I think management teams this year have to plan the run that the teams are going well, maybe in the second half of the championship, if you understand what I mean, that they're really on form when it comes up to Leinster final stage. I think Galway, for their own confidence and their own headspace, I think that they do need to get a victory in Pier Stadium the next day against Kilkenny. I think it won't be good enough if Kilkenny come up to Pier Stadium and roll Galway over. I think it would be a major setback for this Galway team, and as Jamesy said there, I think Galway are in a little bit better place than Kilkenny. But if Kilkenny go up there and put in a good performance and don't get the victory, I think Brian Cody has a plan for the year ahead. He'll be waiting to get back, you know, maybe 4 to 5, you know, big players that he has depended on in the last number of years. And when they come back into the team, it'll be a different looking Kilkenny team for sure as the championship rolls on.
Jamesy, Galway visit Wexford next, and then they'll be welcoming Dublin to Salt Hill. And if Dublin get over Offaly, like it'll be a Dublin team that will still think mathematically they've got a chance of staying in this championship. Is there a chance that you leave it too late to hit your best form, and that edge that drives you to a first All-Ireland in 29 years is missing, and it's the difference in a tight game later in the summer?
I don't think so, Dave. I mean, like, a lot of these Galway players have have lost the All-Ireland finals and tasted defeat. And I think there's probably maturity about them now that, they were clearly, the best team in the country last year. And, I think, as I said, there's, it's not like they're in their early 20s. A lot of these guys have been around the block now, and they have a lot of big game experience. And I think they're pretty clear on where they're going. And I think, the championship format in a way helps them, because, they can probably afford to lose a game in Leinster and still, as Ollie said, kick on and be at their best, at the business end of it. And it's sometimes like a golfer that, you want to play well on Thursday and Friday, but you want to save your best golf for the weekend. And I think that's the approach Galway are probably taking, that, okay, big game on Sunday, chance to make a statement, chance to lay down a marker against Kilkenny. But at the same time, it's really, July on, that 6 weeks, to the 19th of August, that's when Galway, I'm sure, are training to be at their peak and at their best. Just on Kilkenny, Dave, I mean, listen, it's not in their DNA, though, to go out to lose. Kilkenny will be coming to win the game on Sunday. I mean, we're under no illusions about that. And, Galway will have to fight tooth and nail for this, and there'll be nothing easy. But I just think, as I said, at home, and home advantage has been pivotal. I mean, all the home teams won last weekend. We saw how difficult Kilkenny had it, in Parnell Park on the first weekend, and Galway didn't have it all their own way in Tullamore either. So that has to count for something. And with the first game in Salt Hill, in as you said, in the Leinster Championship, that's going to be a factor for the Galway players, and they won't, as Ollie said, want to roll over against Kilkenny at home in front of the big Galway crowd.
Okay, let's switch to Munster. It's Clare Waterford and Tip Cork. The Clare game, Clare looking to bounce back from that defeat in Cork on Sunday. Waterford out for the first time, and a huge news is that they're likely to be missing both Austin Gleeson and Padraig Mahoney, two hugely influential players for them. Jamesy, I have to say that Clare fascinate me right now more than any other team in the All-Ireland Championship. They've one win in six in the Munster Championship since they won the All-Ireland, and yet on paper they have a brilliant team. Is there a real sense of frustration in the county over the performances in recent seasons that no matter how many pundits you listen to, no one really seems to be able to specifically put their finger on why it's not happening for them?
Yeah, I mean, the record speaks for itself, Dave, and we're probably puzzled ourselves. I mean, why haven't we kicked on from 2013? I don't know about an excellent team. I still think we're maybe one or two players short. I think in attack, we have a couple of guys that I think are honest, they're hardworking, but I just think they're missing that little bit. For example, the Galway forward line have across their six players, or even the depth that they have coming off the bench. And Aaron Shanahar, has a crucial injury. He's gone for the season. Aaron Cunningham isn't available. He's travelling. And if we had those guys, I think we'd have a bit more depth and a few more options up front. But I don't think we have the depth that we probably had back 3 or 4 years ago. And there's been quite a big turnover in the panel. I suppose the frustrating thing about Sunday, for me, the issue, particularly last year and last year's Munster final, was we have real quality inside our inside line, Shane O'Donnell and Conor McGrath, and we weren't getting them enough of the ball. I think that's something like 26 possessions on Sunday. And You know, if you'd said that to me before the game, I'd have said we're going to roast Cork. But we didn't capitalise on that possession. I think 1-5, O'Donnell had 2 points, McGrath won. O'Donnell probably was involved heavily in the goal and they were fouled for a couple of frees. But that was a very, very poor return for the amount of ball that they had. And, you know, if Pat Horgan or Conor Lehan had 26 possessions, I mean, you can imagine the tally that they'd probably have amassed. And McGrath in particular, I thought, had 5 or 6 chances for easy points in the first half. And he just took too much out of the ball. And you know, we wasted possession when we were on top and ultimately probably paid the price on the scoreboard. But that said, Dave, I still thought that we were very honest the weekend. I mean, you couldn't have faulted the effort of the players. I think it's a huge fillip psychologically that Gleeson and Mahoney aren't playing. I mean, I think the Limerick players got a lift when they saw the Tipperary team announced on Friday night. It's at home and Ennis. Clare's backs are to the wall now. They have to win. And I'm certainly hoping, I mean, by all accounts, it's almost a sellout. There'll be a big Clare crowd in. And, you know, when your back is to the wall and you've got to come out fighting, you've got to get a result, I'm hoping that certainly we see that on Sunday. But Clare need a win, and they need one badly, Dave.
Yeah, they desperately do. Ollie, how do you see this Clare attack? Because it just seemed like they had goals on their mind from the throw-in on Sunday against Cork. And they did have so many opportunities to get in behind the Cork defence and managed to do so successfully. But it just broke down with the final hand pass or that final run off the shoulder when, as James has said, there were so many opportunities to keep the scoreboard ticking over. Shane O'Donnell, for example, wins so much ball but always seems to be looking for the offload. Do guys like him just need to have a bit more belief in themselves and take the points than always looking for the runner?
I was just going to say that, Dave. I think that for the amount of ball that Shane O'Donnell gets onto, and to be fair to the young guy, he really is a great guy. He's not the biggest man in the world, but he's some man to win ball, whether it hops in front of him, whether it comes in high. He just has this ability to win primary possession, and that's a skill, I suppose, that every forward would love to have, that they can get possession of the ball first time, and with his speed and everything, he just seems to have all the attributes. But what I find fascinating is sometimes he has loads of opportunity to maybe to just knock a ball over the bar, just to keep the scoreboard ticking over, and I just don't think they're getting the return on scores from the amount of possession he gets. Now, saying that, there might be another day and he will take on his man, or he will look for the overlap, he will look to lay off the ball, and Clare might come along and get 3 or 4 games in some game, and Shane O'Donnell will be involved in 3 of them goals. That's absolutely brilliant. But there are days when there are times you just need that bit of experience, that sometimes you're trying to push for that goal all the time, and maybe the option is to hit over another couple of pints. And I think typically with Shane O'Donnell, and he's been doing this for a couple of seasons, and I think, you know, you'd love to see him. I think he's a guy that could knock over 5 or 6 pints with the amount of possession he gets. But again, the last day, he got 2 points. I don't even think he had a shot early in the game the last day. So they have the talent, they have the skill. You would have to look at this Clare team and say they have to be disappointed with the return from their games in Munster over the last number of years. But when they click, I think they can get victories in Munster. And I think Waterford, it'll be a big test for Waterford coming up there the next day. And I have a sneaky suspicion for Clare. I think they could have done lots of stuff a little bit better, a bit more efficient the last day against Cork, and I think they'll have learned from the last day. So for me, I think Clare might get the victory at home the next day.
Yeah, Liam Sheedy on the Sunday game was saying that someday those passes will stick and someone's going to get a pasting off Clare, and I guess Waterford fans are hoping this Sunday isn't the day. James, you've already been talking about Tony Kelly this week, and similar enough to Shane O'Donnell, they're just not getting the best out of him. But having watched more of the highlights of the Cork-Clare game this morning, actually, some of Tony Kelly's movement is top class, and amid some speculation that maybe he needs to be played in a different position, to me, my uneducated eye, it looked like Tony Kelly's doing exactly what he needs to do. He scored 1-2 from play, put himself in some brilliant positions. It's actually his teammates that are screwing him out of big goal scoring opportunities by not seeing him or playing the pass too late or going for goal themselves.
Yeah, I'm not so sure, Dave. I think it's been an issue for me for the last probably 3 or 4 years where, you know, Tony can walk off the field with maybe 4 points, but, you know, that might be from 6-7 possessions, and, you know, he's not involved in the play for 15-20 minutes, suddenly pops up, maybe gets 2 points in a minute, and then drifts out of the game again. And the Limerick quarter final for me was the best game that Tony Kelly has played for Clare in probably 2 or 3 years, you know, where he was immense. he seemed to be picking up the ball in his half back line. He was distributing, getting forward for scores, been fouled for frees. But he just seemed to be on the ball, 15, 16, 17, 18 times in the game and influencing the game and have an impact on the game. And that's what we need from Tony. On Sunday, the goal, Dave, was his first play in the second half, and that came probably, 20 minutes in. But there is a point that, the runs, he certainly made runs, and those runs maybe weren't spotted, and maybe guys maybe actually more conscious of looking for him. But ultimately, the responsibility to get Tony Kelly on the ball lies with Tony Kelly. And, at his best, he's a game changer. He's a match winner, and he's a fantastic player. And, no one's probably more conscious of that than Tony himself. I just hope, as I said, we see him more involved in the play, and maybe that's dropping deeper, and it's just maybe winning some dirty ball, or just been on the receiving end of a pass from the half back or whatever, and just doing some of the little bread and butter stuff that just gets you confidence, that you feel you're more involved. Because going 10, 15, 20 minutes, Dave, in a championship match without a possession, without the ball in your hand, you can try and force things. It plays with your mind. And he did come good for Clare, there's no doubt about it. The goal came at a crucial time. He got a fantastic point, nailed a long-range free. So it wasn't as if this guy didn't care or wasn't busting a gut. And he ran himself into the ground on Sunday. But it's just not happening for him. And, to win on Sunday, it has to happen.
Would he operate better, James? I was just looking at the team line out there. Would he operate better at centre forward? Because I find that with Tony as well. Midfield is a funny position sometimes when you play midfield. The game can pass you by for 10 minutes and you're trying your best, you're moving into positions and you're looking for the breaks, you're looking for the passes. But I don't know, maybe would a move into the half forward line benefit him a bit better? Yeah. I just don't know, but
yeah,
the half is a fine forward already.
Possibly. He's played centre forward for Davy, and played centre forward before. And again, there have been occasions when he's got maybe 4 points in play. But you think, and my personal opinion would be that he's likely to get 3 or 4 points in play from the middle of the field, and hopefully get on more ball and have a bigger impact on the game. And that's what he was so effective and brilliant at minor 21, and even with his club that year, that he practically carried him to the All Ireland club final. Sometimes. Eamon O'Shea had a phrase, I think, that, form sometimes, rather than you finding form finds you. And there's no doubt that, form might be temporary, class is permanent. And, he didn't play badly the weekend. He just didn't have that sustained impact on the game. And, Dara Fitzgibbon, in the Cork midfield, was a contender for man of the match. Got his couple of points in play, but seemed to be on an awful lot more ball. And, maybe it's just the first game under his belt now. He's at the pace for him, and he'll have more of an impact on Sunday. But he's going to have to, because Clare need Kelly at his best. Because Noel McGrath or Noel Connors, Conor Deason, you've got two of the best man markers in the game. Probably picking up our two strike forwards on Sunday. De Burka would be probably sitting as a sweeper, that we know he's so effective at. So the scores may have to come from further out the field. And on that basis, Kelly and Galvin are going to have their shooting boots with them for Clare to amass a match winning tally.
Okay, last but not least, lads, the Tip Cork game. It's a chance for Cork to head to Thurleston, if not quite knock Tip out of the championship, certainly make it very difficult for them to progress. Ollie, Tip's problems last Sunday, were they down to their tactical setup, or was it a problem with their application or their attitude?
Just looking at the game, I just feel that Tipperary, they just didn't look confident. I felt it was they got some chances at scores the last day, and they had some dreadful wides, to be fair. Looking at it yourself, you'd be disappointed yourself if you didn't nail them. And they just look like a team that's lacking some confidence. And there was just one incident in the game where there was a line ball and over at the, I think it was on the right hand side of the field as Tip were playing down the field, and I think there was two or three, and then somebody hit it bad anyway. But there was two guys standing over the line ball, kind of debating who's going to hit the line ball, and then it was a bad line ball. The next guy stood up, hit a bad line ball. For me, that stuff should be sorted, and guys should know their role and what they're doing. And for me, looking on, that looked to me like that these players are kind of almost making it up as they go along. No, that's not. These are just small things I see in the game sometimes, okay? Like, there should be a dedicated guy to take that line ball, and if even if he does fluff the first one, if he's the guy that's chosen, he should take the next one as well, not to be swapping. That's almost like swapping your free taker just because the guy misses a free, if you understand what I'm saying. So definitely a lot of changes in personnel on that Tipperary team, and to me, they just look like a team that didn't have confidence. Now, you know, it took all of what Limerick had to get over the line the last day, but Tipperary scoring 2-14 with the quality of players that they have in their team. I understand they have guys coming back. You will have Shamie Callan coming back in, Bonner Maher, probably Brendan Maher, but they will improve things. But I still think at the back as well, I think they've got a couple of problems in the full back line as well, and I don't see the back up there for Tipperary. So for me, a team that looks a little bit out of sorts this year. They may improve. That might have been maybe the kick up the backside that they needed the last day against Limerick, and you might see a different team lining out the next day in Turles.
Yeah, maybe changes in personnel, Jamesy, but whether they're better prepared, whether the attitude is a bit better, whether they can play with the same tempo and intensity that Limerick did last Sunday and that Cork are definitely going to play with this Sunday. I mean, would you fear for Tipperary at this juncture, or have we got overhyped and exaggerated their issues in the days after the Limerick game, which often happens when we talk about Tip?
Yeah, possibly we have, Dave. I mean, this is the team that mowed down everything and everyone that got in their way, bar Galway, 2 years ago. And like, there's so much experience in that dressing room. But I mean, I fancied Tip until the Tip team was announced on Friday night. And I said this to Ger, I think, on Monday morning, that you looked at the personnel that weren't on the field: Brendan Maher, you know, Bonner, Callanan, James Barry, Michael Breen, Carl Barrett, Mickey Cahill. And some of those guys were long-term injuries. But I mean, if you're a Limerick player, there's no doubt about it, you've got to lift psychologically. No Limerick player headed into Limerick on Sunday, you know, without believing that they were absolutely going to win the game, given the Tip 15 that was going to start against them. And as Ollie said, like, I mean, this is a team that suddenly seems to be devoid of confidence. And, you know, what impact did the league final setback have? The only thing is, there's so much experience and you'd imagine leadership vis-a-vis Brendan Maher, Pádraig Maher, Callan in that dressing room, that, like, the senior players have to have taken hold of this thing during the week. And there's been a lot of stuff written. You know, some of the obituaries have been written that, you know, that they're in crisis and all the rest of it. And if the Tipperary players haven't used that as a galvanising force, Dave, well then, you know, they aren't going any further. I think there's going to be a major kickback from Tip on Sunday. Now, whether, again, the personnel are there to win the game is another story, because, you know, the depth that maybe they thought they had acquired during the league was maybe exposed in that league final. And we saw even Kilkenny's depth maybe being exposed against Dublin. It depends on, you know, who does he bring back. Is Brendan Maher, for example, who's massively important to him, even from a leadership perspective, is his hamstring okay? Is he good to go? And Cork have a glorious opportunity, you know, to put Tip to the sword. But I just think Tip have to make it. It can't be a shootout. At this point in time, you know, if the game is played on Cork's terms, I think you fancy Cork. I think Tip are more likely to try to keep it very, very tight. Do what they did in that Ireland semi-final. Was it in 2014, where Cork were coming in as Munster champions, favourites, and Tip kept it really tight, and really Cork had no idea how to break them down. So, for me, I'm expecting a response from Tip, but whether they're in a position, Dave, where their most important players, Callan, Bonner, Brendan Maher, you know, the experienced guys, whether these guys are match fit, whether they have it in their legs, whether they're match sharp and ready is another story. And Cork have a glorious, glorious opportunity to put a major, major hole in Tip's championship ambition.
Yeah, they really do. It could be all but out from a Tip point of view if they don't get a win this weekend. It's a fascinating game. That's the one I'll be at on Sunday afternoon. James O'Connor, Ollie Canning, thanks so much for joining us. Enjoy the suite of games that we have to look forward to this weekend.
Thank you.
So that's Jamesy and Ollie, I think, going for just about maybe going for Cork. They're going for Clare as well. Galway to beat Kilkenny and Wexford to beat Offaly. Coming up, we're going to stick with GAA. We're going to be speaking to the former Cork senior football manager, Brian Cuthbert, ahead of their Munster semi-final clash with Tipperary on Saturday evening.
GAA on Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the Boyle Sports app. Cash out and in-play betting available in the App Store and Google Play Store.